He's got country in his district, but he's also got a fair amount of Oklahoma City suburbs in District 27. We're talking about Danny Sterling of District 27. He's the chair of Oklahoma's House Rural Caucus. Had a chance to catch up with Representative Sterling during a House Rural Caucus fundraiser in Oklahoma City. Representative Sterling, let's talk about maybe first your district. You've got kind of you're on the kind of the edge of the Oklahoma City metro.
Absolutely. I just got back from an event and it was showing the map of all the areas of Oklahoma City, and geographically, my district compared to all the other representatives was actually larger in most situations considered Oklahoma City districts. But the demographics of my district is very interesting because I basically go from Moore on the northwestern edge of it, and I go all the way down to Kanawha on the southeast side. Wow. So it is a very diverse district population-wise, and the interest and concerns of the constituents of that district. But that I really enjoy that because that requires me to be very engaged in all issues, not just rural, not just urban. So I have to encompass all the issues that affect Oklahoma, regardless of where they live at.
And your colleagues have elected you as the Rural Caucus Chair this year. Tell me a little bit about the caucus.
Well, basically, the Rural Caucus is a, as it says, is made up of representatives that represent either all or part of rural Oklahoma. And we try to bring in twice a month. We try to meet every other week. We try to bring in different agencies, groups, organizations that are tied to rural Oklahoma and the interest of rural Oklahoma and our constituents.
What seems to be on the minds of the lawmakers are in the caucus as you get ready for session just literally days?
Okay, probably one of the hot topics this year is the medical marijuana issues, how it affects rural Oklahoma and our constituents. So that is definitely something that we're very, very concerned about. And also, especially in some of the more rural areas, production agriculture and how that is impacted, especially with urban sprawl, and how that, you know, how it definitely impacts our constituents.
I know that one of the interesting things going on right now, a lot of money coming from Uncle Sam, it looks like, for rural broadband, and that's something that most of the rural caucus, I'm sure, is very interested in.
Absolutely. We have really embraced the opportunities there for rural broadband. One of the things I ran on when I was running for office is those areas that I represent that are very rural or sparsely populated is to try to get those people access to rural broadband because so many people, as we've seen with the pandemic, are working from home now, and a lot of them have embraced that from a standpoint like, hey, this really works well for me, and I don't want to be in the large city. I don't want to be around large population, but I'd love to work from home, but you got to have the technology and the infrastructure, technical infrastructure for that to happen. So we're very, very much working on getting rural broadband spread out, and we have a lot of electric co-ops and different groups that are working on that as well.
Of course, the members of your caucus, they represent an area that is a very, very proud part of being a part of Oklahoma, but a little bit different needs maybe than the urban folks in especially Tulsa, Oklahoma City.
Absolutely. You know, I was just saying earlier, talking about supposedly sometimes confrontations between urban and rural legislators. I truly believe that most of our urban colleagues aren't against us. I just think they don't understand a lot of the challenges that face the rural constituents and rural people. So I think that's more the issue than actual, you know, differences of opinion and confrontation.
You mentioned, obviously, as you ran your campaign, you had some things on your mind. What made you interested in serving, stepping up and being a part of this citizen legislature?
Well, actually, I'm a retired educator. I was an ag teacher for 24 years, an administrator for 16 years, 40 years all together. And I realized I looked up one day and I think, well, I got 40 years in, it's time to retire. And I really feel like I'm a man of faith. I think this was a calling from God to do something. I've been in service as a teacher for years, and I feel like this is something that I continue doing that just on a broader perspective and representing more people.
Chair of the Oklahoma House Rural Caucus, Danny Sterling, he represents House District 27. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.